All right, Sunday morning, 2/7/21, The Prophet's Corner Uncut. Shock and awe is the name of this one. Now, I've heard people say there will never be a new normal. Well, I disagree. I disagree with that. The new normal will be better than the old normal. You will look back and wonder how you functioned under the old normal. Hindsight will reveal what was not perceived at the time. It always does. The good news is going to begin to drown out the fake news. The pendulum is swinging to the other side. You are in a paradigm shift. That's why it's such a, you know, things are happening. Few are the days of their rhetoric, and few are the days of the magician's tricks. Haman is being hung on the gallows. I want to show you a picture of the gallows. This is, to me, it looks like animal crackers, but it is actually men impaled on poles. They stick it up a certain part of your anatomy, and they just let you be there for days, and you begin to slide down that pole. That's what you're impaled on, that pole. It's a slow, very painful death. Well, this is what happened to Haman. Haman, that's the gallows. That's what they're talking about. That's pretty bad. The traps they set for you, they will fall into it themselves. It will be biblical. The time for full disclosure is at hand. What has been done in secret is being shouted from the housetops. For those still asleep, this will be shock and awe. The narrative that blasphemed my name will now declare my glory. February 25 and 26 is at sundown is Purim. We're going to look at Purim. I'm just going to read two chapters out of Esther. The Feast of Purim. February 25 and 26, sundown to sundown. Their day starts at sundown.
Is what?
Purim. P-U-R-I-M. That's whenever Haman was hung on the gallows. That's their, every year they have the Feast of Purim. And what it is, it's about what went down in Esther's day. Okay, Esther. All right. Now you know the story. You know about Malachi trying to kill Mordecai, who represents the Jews. And you know Hadassah, or Esther, she is his niece, and she is the queen. And so she gets wind of what Mordecai is trying to do and goes to the king. Okay. This is chapter 7 of Esther. So the king and Haman came to the banquet with Esther the queen, and the king said it again unto Esther on the second day at the banquet of wine. Why, what is thy petition, Queen Esther? It shall be granted thee. And what is thy request? And it shall be performed, even to the half of the kingdom. Then Esther the queen answered and said, if I have found favor in thy sight, O king, and if it please the king, let my life be given me at my petition, and my people at my request. For we are sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be slain, and to perish. But if we had been sold for bondmen and bondwomen, I had held my tongue, although the enemy could not countervail the king's damage. Then the king, Ahasuerus, answered and said unto Esther the queen, who is he and where is he that does presume in his heart to do so? And Esther said, the adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman. Then Haman was afraid before the king and the queen. And the king, arising from the banquet of wine in his wrath, went into the palace garden, and Haman stood up to make request for his life to Esther the queen, for he saw that there was evil determined against him by the king. Then the king returned out of the palace garden into the palace of the banquet of wine, and Haman was fallen upon the bed whereon Esther was. Then said the king, will he force the queen also before me in the house? As the word went out of the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. And Habaniah, one of the chamberlains, said before the king, behold, also the gallows 50 cubits high, which Haman had made for Mordecai, who had spoken good for the king, standeth in the house of Haman. Then the king said, hang him thereon. So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then was the king's wrath pacified. I heard somebody bring this up. I thought it was very interesting. Do you notice that she had him come back a second banquet? She didn't disclose Haman on the first time. But the night that night he had a dream. And in the dream, Mordecai had saved his life, and he had forgotten about it, and he hadn't rewarded him or done anything for him. So God brought that back to his mind that night. And so the next day, when he hears it's Mordecai, the one the Lord gave him the dream about, he acted. Because before, he might not have responded that way. He might have said, well, where's the proof? Or, so I thought that was kind of cool. On that day did the king Ahasuerus give the house of Haman, the Jews' enemy, unto Esther the queen. And Mordecai came before the king, for Esther had told what he was unto her. And the king took off his ring, which he had taken from Haman, and gave it unto Mordecai. And Esther set Mordecai over the house of Haman. And Esther spake yet again before the king, and fell down at his feet, and besought him with tears to put away the mischief of Haman the Agite, and his device that he had devised against the Jews. Then the king held out the golden scepter toward Esther. So Esther arose and stood before the king, and said, if it please the king, if I have found favor in his sight, the things seem right before the king, and I be pleasing in his eyes, let it be written to reverse the letters devised by Haman the son of Hammedatha the Agite, which he wrote to destroy the Jews which are in the king's province. Okay, I'm going to go down. I don't want to read all of this. There's a part where it shows his, not only did Haman get hung on the gallows, but all of his 10 sons were also hung on the gallows. So his whole line was, here it is, verse 13 of 9. Then said Esther, if it please the king, let it be granted to the Jews which are in Shushan to do tomorrow also according to this day's decree. Let Haman's 10 sons be hanged upon the gallows. And the king commanded it so to be done. And the decree was given at Shushan, and they hanged Haman's 10 sons. So that would be my request before the Lord. They all get the gallows, all the seed. We can't have that kind of seed hanging around, because all they do is pollute. Okay. Describe what hanging on the gallows is. I showed you the picture. It is biblical. Okay, Genesis 1:1. I want to show you this. Q has said many times it's biblical. Now, I was talking to Danny about this. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, Genesis 1:1, and verse 2 says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, indicating something happened. There was a flood before the flood. All right. Then Genesis 7. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth and the sons of Noah and Noah's wife and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark. They and every beast after his kind, all the cattle after their kind, every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird, every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in, male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. And the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went above the face of the waters, and the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth. All the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. All flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle, of beasts, of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man. And in all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land died, and every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both men and cattle and the creeping things and the fowl of the heaven. And they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark, and the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. This is what I believe Q was talking about, it being biblical. The video by 107, you know, that you sent me and I sent Danny. He speaks of flooding D.C. three times to clean out the tunnels. And he said, we don't care if it it reaches 200 miles because there's tunnels all underneath that go very far. In fact, they were talking about the tunnels in Egypt or the Vatican where they found all the gold. That tunnel goes all the way to Jerusalem. So these tunnels go a long way. Okay. Friday morning, 5:21 a.m. The Lord gave me something else. This is what he said. The blackouts have been happening. You know, talking rolling blackouts have been happening because they are being used for military operations, arrest, yes, but mainly rescuing the children and adults held captive in the dumps. Many die when they come into the sunlight. Many are deformed from the lack of sunlight. They must be brought up in the dark and, like deep sea diving, must acclimate to their surroundings slowly. So, you know, the White House going dark every night at 11 o'clock. Well, nobody's there. But also, someone had shown a video. It looks like children coming out of the White House. So you think, these people, they can't be exposed to the sunlight. A lot of them don't have what you normally develop from being in sunlight. And I don't know what you call all of that. So it kills them. Yeah. Yeah, that's very sad. Okay, it's going to be biblical, y'all. And it says, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. So let's just wait and see. Okay.